President Muhammadu Buhari was in Imo State to commission major projects completed by the present administration in the state. And yes, after the commissioning of the projects, he attended a town hall meeting with the leaders of the Southeast region.
As you know, Shehu, there has been some agitation from the Igbo people because they feel that their region has been marginalized. What was his main message to the people of the region?
The president's message is clearly one of unity of the country, that he has asked the leaders of the Igbo ethnic group to accept their Nigerian citizenship and belong, considering that the president, in his words, said the entire Nigerian economy is in the hands of the Igbos, and they are present in every part of the country doing businesses and running their lives as fellow citizens of Nigeria. So in his view, he does not see any reason why any Igbo person should aspire to leave Nigeria.
There have been suggestions for the president to release some people from the region who have been imprisoned. Did the president talk about that, to release some prisoners from that area?
No, the president did not make any mention of that. We are a democracy in Nigeria, and the courts are independent of the president. The president cannot dictate to the courts who to detain and who not to detain.
Some people have suggested or have alleged that the president made the trip to put his party, the APC, in a position for the coming elections. Was the president's trip about election politics?
The state he visited, Imo State, does not have an upcoming election until 2023. The election that is upcoming is in neighboring Anambra State. And if the president's wish is to campaign in election, the right state to have visited would have been Anambra. So I think this calculation is completely out of place.